Good evening. Welcome to the National Academy Museum. I'm Marshall Price. I'm curator of modern and contemporary art here. And this is the opening salvo in the ninth season of the review panel here at the Academy that we are presenting collaboratively with artcritical.com. Before I introduce our moderator this evening, I would like to draw your attention to a couple upcoming public programs that we have. This week, there are two. On Wednesday, we will have architect and MacArthur fellow Jeannie Gang in conversation with architecture critic Paul Goldberg. And on Friday, as part of John Cage, The Site of Silence, we will have Margaret Leng Tan, who is one of the foremost toy pianists in the world, giving a concert in this very room. So please, you can look on our website to find more information, and I hope that you all will join us for those. On your way out, if you'd like, you can grab a public program brochure for John Cage, The Site of Silence. We have some 18 public programs in conjunction with the exhibition, so it's a varied and frequent program of events. The review panel is made possible by DCA and New York State Council on the Arts, so we're very, very grateful for them and their continued support. Now to introduce the moderator of the review panel, David Cohen. David is the editor and publisher of ArtCritical.com, and we're very happy once again to embark on the ninth season of the review panel with David. David, please.
Thank you very much, Marshall and Carmen and all the staff here at the National Academy that make this event smooth and efficient and possible. And it's a joy to be here to start the ninth year of Art Critical, ninth year of the review panel. And to also share with you what is for me and I hope all of us an exciting departure in that Art Critical is now also partnering with the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts in Philadelphia to launch the review panel Philadelphia four times a year, starting October 17th in a panel that features Edward Epstein, Edith Newhall, and Lily Way. So if you find yourself in the City of Brotherly Love in the next few weeks, join us for more there. And of course, a whole star-studded season here at the National Academy. Running through the year. So, the review panel, who is new to the review panel? Who is here for the first time? Marvelous, great. So let me explain the format, which is simplicity itself. We've all, certainly we all on the panel, and hopefully some of you in the audience too, have all been to see four current art exhibitions in New York City. My able assistant actually has prepared, a wonderful PowerPoint presentation that gives us a quick visual reminder of what we've seen. Of course, a poor substitute for the sublime experience of seeing the work in person, but always good to have a quick visual refresher. We project two of the shows we're looking at. We, the panel, debate them one by one. We take a little time for the audience to let off steam and share their insights, and if they feel they need to ask a question about what we've said about those two exhibitions, and then we repeat the exercise. Now it's my great pleasure to introduce this evening's guests. From your right, Marjorie Wellish, artist and critic. She's had recent shows in New York, Philadelphia, and at the Denison University Museum in Granville, Ohio. Marjorie is a very prolific writer and theorist. She is the author of the book Signifying Art, Essays on Art After 1960, and she has written for Art in America, Art Monthly, Bomb Magazine, Book Forum, and Textual Practice, among many other publications. Ariella Budick is an art critic based in New York. Since 2008, she has been art critic of the Financial Times. And Roberta Smith is co-chief art critic of the New York Times. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your panel. Wonderful. Now we're going to have a look at the first couple of shows. If we could dim the lights.